This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Best. Alex Bregman has new friends. They are the Boston Red Sox. He was introduced to the Boston media on Sunday. They had a press conference yesterday morning. Here was Alex Bregman telling a story of when he realized, boy, this Fenway place, they're a little different up there.
I think it's going to be awesome. I think the craziest moment at Fenway was when Devers hit it inside the Parker in 2017 against us in the playoffs, and I felt like I've never seen a crowd that crazy in my life. It was almost like, oh, wow, I don't know if we're going to win this game anymore. They're going nuts. It's awesome. So, yeah, I think every time we go there, there's just an energy, whether it's a Monday or a Sunday. It's a great atmosphere.
I love that you found an article that pointed out that the one guy, or one of the guys at least, that among the Red Sox who wasn't, like, watching the press conference as an audience member would.
Yeah.
Bated breath. We got Bregman on our team now. Appeared to be at least Rafael Devers, right? Their current third baseman.
Yeah, Rafael Devers was kind of walking around and took a glance at it and then walked away. I guess a lot of the assembled Boston media wondered, I wonder if we should read into that, because the team as of yet has not actually declared Alex Bregman second baseman or third baseman. Rafael Devers, a third baseman who's not nearly defensively what Alex Bregman is. They're trying to soft pedal that a little bit, and I don't know. By the way, that home run was courtesy of Ken Giles, that inside the park home run.
Yeah, did you? They showed a video of it. There was somebody put a video together of Bregman talking about it on top, and the video, the play, and it was one of those.
It was
one of those kooky, like, Fenway Park plays where whoever was playing left field. It bounced off the monster and kind of rolled sideways. It like rolled away from everybody. So it was one of those freaky things. Yeah.
I think it was Springer that went after.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it was a Springer. It was Springer playing center field went off and just slammed
himself.
Are you watching
it right now?
Yeah, he slammed himself into the wall for.
And the thing just rolled into no man's land, right?
Yeah. It was a lot of distance to cover, and then he made it home.
But I was glad they showed the video, because what Bregman was talking about there was the crowd and the energy that he was feeling in there.
Yeah,
and yeah, you could see it, man. Like you didn't need to listen. Like you could see that place was going ape bleep after that play. So that was pretty cool. Here's Alex Bregman on getting recruited. Who did he get phone calls from to try to get him to come to the Boston Red Sox?
My favorite player, Dustin Pedroia, did. he reached out a few times this offseason and talked to me about how special it was to be a part of the Boston Red Sox. And it was pretty cool to talk to him, as well as so many other former players here in Boston and current players on the team as well. It was great.
Dude, he might want to play second base as an homage to his hero Dustin Pedroia in Boston.
Yeah, that part of it annoyed me. I guess Pedroia calling up and telling him all those things that you were annoying me last week because you were telling me what a great fit it was going to be for Bregman in Boston.
I was annoying you by being right.
Yeah, you were annoying me. But it just like this annoyed me because, I think there's a lot about the baseball nerd of side of Bregman that probably really likes the idea of playing at Fenway.
It's
a baseball town.
Right.
It's a, you know, Houston's a town where we argue about whether it's a baseball or a football town based on which, and people will adamantly claim that basically whichever team is doing best at the moment, it's that. It's a football town. No, it's a baseball town. The Patriots won 6 Super Bowls, and at no point did anybody say it was a football town. It was a baseball town the entire time.
And as soon as they stopped winning Super Bowls, it was really a baseball town again.
Yeah, it was crazy how quickly the Patriots became an afterthought and easily because people care more about baseball up there than football.
Yep, baseball. Celtics are good right now. It'll always be a hockey town, too, no question. Let's make sure we get Lance McCullers in here since we teased that to the audience. Okay, Lance McCullers, guys, is throwing. He's throwing off a mound. He's throwing bullpens. He's throwing really well. He will do anything for love, but he will not do that. And that is coming out of the bullpen. I thought he had a pretty good explanation as to why, though. I know this is something that we've brought up here. Us and many have brought up as a possibility for him, you know, kind of in his whatever the post-this surgery world looks like for Lance McCullers. Here was McCullers when he was asked about, are you a starter? Or would you consider being a reliever?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but I don't think that's an easy job. And being a reliever, I think a lot of times, you know, people almost say, "Well, just make him a reliever." I mean, that's not an easy thing to do to be a reliever at the big league level. It's not like a fallback position. I think that it's doing a disservice to the guys who are in that role. It's very specific. It's very hard. And I don't think pitching, you know, back-to-back days or even, you know, 3 out of 4 days, for me, I think it's physically harder. I think the things that the guys in the bullpen have to deal with throughout a long season, the ups and downs in usages, not really knowing when they're going to be called upon sometimes, that's a harder, in my opinion.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, it's a harder job. It's a harder way to stay healthy. And so, like I said, it's not just something that you can just decide you wake up one day and feel like, you know, being a reliever. It's a very specific job. I think suggesting otherwise is a disservice to the guys in the bullpen that have, you know, in our pen and in every pen around the league. And so, you know, for me, I'm interested in doing what I've always done. It's what I know. It's what I feel like I can give this team, you know, the most success in.
That Dana Brown was the guy that mentioned him being a reliever. Yeah. That's where it came from. So Dana Brown had brought up the possibility of, or at least was asked and didn't deny the concept of him as a reliever might have crossed his mind. I guess it's not a huge surprise to me, and he makes some really good points there. I mean, Lance is smart as hell, and he's kind of like Bregman. He's a baseball nerd. It's just that he hasn't been able to stay healthy for the last 3 years. I could roll with any of those. The problem is that he hasn't been able to, yes, it's hard to stay healthy as a reliever, just as it's hard to stay healthy as a starter. He hasn't been able to stay healthy as a starter. Yeah. So that's where the argument loses a little bit of its luster. It makes sense. That argument makes sense in a vacuum, but to act like, oh yeah, why mess with what's working? Like, no, because it's not working. That's why you might mess with it.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like the routine is huge. I think there's two things that are huge to Lance. One, the routine. Two, I mean, let's face it. You, as being a starter, he's gonna want to be in the big leagues a little longer than this current contract he's on. You make more as a frontline starter than you do a really capable middle reliever in baseball.
Yeah, I think for him though too, I think he's very driven. And at times I think that probably hurts him in his rehab processes. Like the guys that just want to go balls to the wall 1,000 miles per hour all the time, sometimes that hurts you in the rehab process. I guess at this point now I'll be surprised if they use him as a reliever this year.
I'd be shocked.
He's just flat out not going to do it.
I'd be shocked. Yeah. Here is Lance on what the plan is for him right now.
So I've thrown 7 pins, which is a good amount, just coming through like off season. I'll throw another pin, I think Sunday, and then probably a couple more, and then looking to face hitters. I'd love to get in some games toward the end of camp, and you know, from there probably break a AAA. It's been a little while since I've, you know, really faced competition. Spring training's good, but it's not, you know, there's still a little bit of a gap from spring to the season, so I think we all feel it would be the best to try to get a game or two under my belt down here in Florida, and then probably go to AAA before, you know, making the decision to join back.
So we definitely will not be seeing him, you and I, pitching in a game when we're down there. I mean, we're down there next week. It sounds like he's still a few weeks off from when he says, I'd like to get into a couple games. Well, that tells me, like, okay, middle of March probably, you know.
What's more likely? Who do you get more? How many appearances for the year? Forrest Whitley or Lance McCullers?
Oh, number of appearances. See, Whitley's,
because if Whitley's a reliever, but I mean, Whitley hasn't been able to do anything for any extended amount of time.
This is
either.
Totally a bet. This is another way of asking who I think stays healthier. You know what I mean?
Because
they're both healthy, it's clearly going to be Whitley because even bad relievers pitching. 50
well, healthy
games.
And good. If he's healthy and good as a reliever,
No, right. He could wind up getting sent down again, or I guess, you know, getting DFA'd, whatever it may be. I'll go with, boy, that's a really good question. I'll go with Lance. Whitley's never been able to stay healthy, like, ever. Boy, neither has Lance, though, the last few years. I'll go with Lance because it's what I'm rooting for.
I would go with Lance, too, just because Whitley also hasn't proven anything in the major leagues.
Yeah, Whitley.
So it might not even just be injury with him. It might just be that he can't do it in the majors.
Yes, there's that fact. Like, if Lance is pitching, he ain't pitching in Sugar Land. Yeah,
I should have said that. I meant total appearances with the Astros.
With the Astros,
not
with
the minor league.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was assuming that's what you meant, and I still kind of hemmed and hawed. I'll go with Lance. That's a good variable in the whole thing. Like, there's a chance Whitley's not on the team for performance issues come June, you know?
Yeah.
It's a depressing question because these are two guys that at various points in their career, there was a lot wrapped up in both of them in terms of what they meant to the organization, you know?
Yeah.
And Lance has done some great things, no question about that. But the last couple of years, last really 4 or 5 years, have been rough with the injuries. Whitley has just been, you know, that whole thing's been on a different planet compared to what, you know, with Lance's situation. All right, listen to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app for an hour each day for your entry into the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. If you win, you and three friends are headed to Vegas. You're going to stay at Circa. Go to their amazing sports book during the college basketball championship. It's a huge experience you're going to have there. The stadium swim is amazing at Circa. So listen, an hour a day to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app. Download the app. You're going to get an extra $20,000 in your pocket to spend while you're in Vegas. So if you win that contest, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Download the Odyssey app. Listen for an hour each day to Sports Radio 610. And your daily entry to the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest is secured. Up next, the final days of Aaron Rodgers as a Jet and the reversal question mark of one of the biggest stories from 10 years ago in the NFL. That is next.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.